Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. So we've been hearing really, really disturbing news coming out of the Vaal area. Residents have been asked to really, those especially who live around the Vaal, to try and evacuate, especially those who are very close to the banks, to try and evacuate. Earlier on, the fifth sluice gate had to be released open so that, you know, at least the water and the pressure there is lessened. So on the line with us, just to give us a sense of how things are currently. Of course, we've been seeing ongoing rainfall. And Nwadu local municipality spokesperson. Oh, I beg your pardon. Now we've changed our guest there. It's Victoria Dabia Mtombeni, who is Nwate local municipal mayor. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome, and Ms. Mayor, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Good evening, and thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, it's really quite sad when we've been watching the visuals coming out of the Vaal area. Water seems to be quite aggressive at the moment. Have people agreed to move, you know, especially those who may be affected, who live quite close to the banks?
Actually, in the current state that we are, we've got people in Barais that are living close to the bank from the side of Pont de Vaal, and already there the houses are flooded. So they have moved, and now coming to Barais directly, when you look at our rivers and close to the estates, because we've got two estates, the bridges are also full. So there has been notices given out where we are requesting the residents just to evacuate so that we don't experience what happened in 2022, because the same thing happened where it flooded and some of the residents could get out of the houses. Mm. Now, what is happening is, well, we even have another challenge, which is in Kopis, because we have the Van Noster River. It is also, the levels are very high, and our biggest problem now as a municipality is that our water treatment plant, when it was built, it was abstracted in the river. So currently, because of high level, our water treatment plant is flooded, which means the community of Kopis is going to struggle in having water.
Councillor, I mean, what then, you know, then becomes the plan? Unfortunately, there are some, you know, reports that there will be more rainfall coming. What then, you know, would be your plans as a municipality?
Our plans as the municipality, because fortunately for the people of Barais, the only ones that will be affected is the ones at the riverbanks,
yeah.
But most of them has left. So for the community of Kopis, where the water treatment plant is inside water and we are unable to work there, we as a municipality are going to sit down tomorrow, because that happened only today.
Mm.
We're going to sit down tomorrow and to come up with ways in terms of how are we going to distribute water for the community. One of the things that we are trying to avoid as much as possible is to have water tankers, especially on the view that municipalities are using water tankers to give people water instead of giving them water from their taps. But in this case, it's an emergency, and we would have to resort in ensuring that we bring in water tankers so that we are able to give our community water. In terms of the issue of Barais, we are monitoring that so that we'll be able to also see what kind of plans and assistance are we going to do. If there's anyone that needs accommodation, the municipality would have to come in and see how best to assist with that.
And so, you know, unfortunately, earlier on today, there were confusion. There was a lot of confusion about who would take responsibility for assisting these community members, especially those who've lost their homes and so on. And of course, Water Affairs saying that's not our work. You yourself, I think, would also find it very difficult to plug in all those holes. Is social development coming in, perhaps?
There would be an engagement with social development in the department of COCTA, the provincial COCTA department, because they normally deal with issues of disaster. What happens in Festival Derby, in particular when there is disasters, we've got our district municipality, which has the function that comes in assist in terms of making an assessment. And I know the provincial department also sends out people to come and make an assessment. And the three departments, which is Water Local Municipality, the district, and the provincial department would then sit down and say, okay, in terms of the disaster, this is how bad it is. How then do we assist those ones that need the assistance? Yes, it cannot be solely on the municipality because we don't have the capacity. Mm. But with our sister departments, it's easy because then we are able to say, okay, how do you come in as provincial government? How do you come in as a district municipality?
And in terms of where people have moved to, have all been able to move to relatives and friends, or are you housing some in facilities that are owned by the state?
Currently, as a municipality, there is no one that they're housing, because most of the people that are staying close at the riverbank is not your resorts. Most of the people that are affected is those who are owning resorts, and none of them has came forward to us to say that as a municipality, how they're bringing assistance. And if there are such people that need assistance, I would urge them to really come to the municipality so that we can see how to reach out to our sister department so that we can work together and assist our communities.
All right. Ngwate Local Municipal Manager, Mayor, I beg your pardon, Victoria Dubiem Tombeni, who is the mayor there in that local municipality. As you can hear, unfortunately, more rain expected in the few coming days, and there seems to be some plan, according to the municipal mayor, who says, well, they have evacuated some people around the dam specifically, and at the moment nobody seems to be asking for housing assistance. So we will obviously keep an eye on this particular story and let you know, but it's also quite a concern that the river itself is quite full. As I said, you know, the fifth sluice gate being opened just to allow for easing of the pressure there. So we'll keep an eye on the story and give it to you as it comes along.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.